Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Pinheiro, the six-year man out of Florida who made his San Francisco debut last week, has six game-winning field goals in his career. Last 3 years with the Carolina Panthers. Started as a soccer player in Miami before he started playing high school football as a senior. Trying to do what he's done a half dozen times before and win the game with his leg. Sweeps it. Delivers it. And San Francisco is in first place. They win it at the horn. Mac Jones steps in for Brock Purdy and delivers the drive. Pinheiro delivers the winner.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I love this show, man. You know, 95.7, man. You know, I'm a gamer.
On 95.7, The Game.
Oh, this show loves you, too. It's Willie and Dibby. Matt Barrows is going to join us in a sec. As we listen to that Fox Sports call, I would love everybody, like, take note of what you just heard. And then think about all of you going, well, but what about the playoffs? What about, what did you just hear what just came out on the radio? Did you hear that? If I had said to you 3 weeks ago, listen to this, what are you listening to? Oh, he lines up, Eddie Pinheiro lines it up from 35. Mac Jones looks on. With an absolute anxiety-crushing look. The ball is up, it's through the uprights, and it's good! You'd be like, what the hell team am I even listening to?
Right, Carolina?
Eddie Pinheiro and Mac Jones, and everybody's like, what about January, Mark and Dan? What about January? What a great example of how week-to-week this is. Eddie Pinheiro and Mac Jones, and Jake Tongis.
Yeah.
And all of these key names. In the three-game start, the Niners somehow still 3-0. Crazy. Let's talk all that out with Matt Barrows, our friend here on the River Islands guest line and with The Athletic covering the team. Hey, Matt, how you doing? Have you ever seen a start, all your years doing this, ever seen a start that's had sort of like this much start-stop adversity but also nothing but wins?
No. I mean, you're being pulled in two directions if you're a 49ers fan and maybe a 49ers executive, because I think that's sort of the question that they have to answer now. How aggressively do they try to replace Nick Bosa on this team? You know, you would think, oh, geez, as you just spelled out very well, I mean, this is the team that's already starting its backup quarterback, that's missing its all-pro tight end, that's missing its best wide receiver, that was throwing to Kendrick Bourne and Jake Tondris and Sky Moore on the final drive, you would think, okay, let's not do anything drastic. This season might not be worth mortgaging the future, but they're 3-0. And when you're 3-0, you have a responsibility to the guys who are there, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, your fan base, everybody. So it'll be interesting. My sense is that the 49ers will table this. Usually these things happen right at the trade deadline, even though it could happen today. And they'll wait and see where they are in late October and where, you know, just as importantly, some other teams are as well, and how willing they would be to part with an edge rusher at that point.
And I was thinking about 2022 when they acquired Christian McCaffrey, and it was after the Atlanta game where they just could not run the ball, and they were 3-3. So is there a similarity here where, you know, you get further into the season and you realize that you might just have one upgrade be necessary for you to go on some sort of a special journey?
Yeah, and I think that there's a comparison to be made between Christian McCaffrey and the guy that everybody's talking about, Trey Hendrickson.
Yep.
Tim Kawakami on our on our podcast spoke about this yesterday, so I have to note that I'm basically ripping him off when I say this.
Nice.
But yeah, shamelessly.
Yeah, we do that all the time, Matt. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with McCaffrey, with Emmanuel Sanders, with Trent Williams, you know, there wasn't a big risk in trading for these guys, in that you knew that you were getting a quality player. And with Trey Hendrickson, you're getting a guy who had 17 and a half sacks the last two seasons. So, I mean, there's always the injury risk with everything. But as far as, you know, bringing somebody into the locker room, whether he can handle the role of being your primary edge rusher, I don't think that there's really much of a question with this guy. The question would be, you know, in order to trade for him, do you need to extend him? And, you know, are you willing to kind of change your philosophy, which obviously you spent a long time making this decision in the off season that you're going to have a dramatic pivot towards younger players and fewer guys who are in their 30s. And Trey Hendricks is an older, expensive player who is going to turn 31 in December. So it would run counter to everything that you kind of mapped out back in January and February. So, I mean, but that happens. I mean, things change. The situations change. I'm sure the 49ers hope that they'd be 3-0 at this point. You know, I think that they would have absolutely taken 2-1 and maybe even 1-2 with the idea, okay, we're going to be better in the second half of this season than we are in the first half, when we're relying on young players, when we don't have Brandon Ayuk in the lineup, when we don't have DeMarcus Robinson in the lineup. So I don't know. Things change. I don't know what the conversations are in the 49ers offices, but I imagine they're kind of discussing the same big picture questions that we are on the radio.
Yeah, Matt Barrows, The Athletic, is with us. I mean, Matt, you know their tendencies, and so look, they've been aggressive at the deadline before, but I get what you're saying. It's 3-0, but it's more kind of like 3-0. So, like, if you were to kind of handicap what you think they're thinking right now, would they be of the mindset, if wins continue, even if they're wobbly wins, that they would try to bolster the team?
Well, I mean, if they're wobbly wins, it would be like what Dan said back in 2022, where you think, okay, if we can just add this guy, these wobbly wins will become more sturdy wins. So, yes, and I think that's been the sentiment from jump, that we might be wobbly in September and October, but there's a good chance that we gain our balance in November and December, especially on offense and on defense, because you're relying on so many young players. Presumably, they're going to be better, more tested come, you know, later in the year. And on offense, you would have Brandon Ayuk and some other weapons that you don't have early on. So, yeah, I think so. I mean, and that's sort of my point about, I imagine that they'll take a wait-and-see approach to this. Today, they brought in William Bradley King, who you might remember if you're one of the sickos that watch preseason football. He was with the 49ers for a little bit in August. They're going to add him to the practice squad tomorrow, probably. So, I mean, that's the caliber of move that they seem to be making at the moment. But I do think that probably the big move, if there is a big move, it would be just like, you know, McCaffrey and Emmanuel Sanders. It comes in late October.
And the small move, which involves a big man, is Mykel Williams now sliding to the outside for more snaps. Do you envision that being the plan going forward with, you know, some Sam Oh thrown in there as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that could be what's behind the Bradley King maneuver. That would give them three defensive ends on the practice squad, one of whom is Robert Beal, the other one is Travis Gibson. I think they'll do something where they have those guys compete. One of them gets bumped up, and that guy plays a lot of special teams, which has been what Sam Okwuonu's been doing against the Jaguars, and that would free up Sam O to, you know, be able to play more snaps on defense. Mykel Williams, that's another argument for bringing in a Trey Hendrickson or a Bradley Chubb or somebody else that can play, be an edge rusher, because it would allow you to stick with your plan for Mykel Williams, stick with your plan for Yetur Gross-Matos, which obviously over the first two games was to give him the majority of the snaps at defensive tackle. And he's done well with those. Hasn't been a lot of snaps, but he's been effective when he's played. When Bosa left on Sunday, he turned into a defensive end again. He only had one snap out of, I think, 22 that came at defensive tackle. So bringing somebody else in would allow you to kind of stick with what you thought was best before the season began. There are ways to band-aid it for now, but it will be interesting to see what their record is, say, October 15th.
Matt, I know you're technically just guessing on this one, but based on what you know about where they were last week, is Brock Purdy playing this week, you think?
I'm just guessing on this one. I hope that this goes into the big
aggregation chamber.
Exactly. Yeah. I would think so. I mean, he seemed to be doing a little bit more each day last week. Wednesday he did look tentative. Thursday less so, and Friday less so. So, I mean, if it keeps going in that direction, I do think that he plays on Sunday. You know, good question is, who's more healthy right now, him or Mac Jones? Right. Because he wasn't moving around very well either by the end of that Cardinals game. So, if it's a tie between those guys, I mean, I suppose that you don't want to put somebody out there who could aggravate it. If it's a toe injury that could become chronic, you wouldn't want to do that. But I would think that Purdy is probably going to be the guy just because he's got, you know, another week to heal.
Once again, Matt Barrows of The Athletic reports that Brock Purdy will start for the 49ers coming up this weekend.
Book it.
Okay. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
There we have that. That's exciting.
off to Twitter we go with that and so much more. Juwan Jennings, hopefully he's able to come back, and Demarcus Robinson expected to make his debut. How much will this be just a huge pick-me-up for the running game especially?
Yeah, I mean, that's been a big part of it. I watched JT O'Sullivan's breakdowns on YouTube. They're really good. They're really in-depth. And, you know, one of the conclusions that he's reached over the first few weeks is that not a lot of speed at wide receiver for the 49ers. And perhaps that's one of the reasons why the running game has been gummed up so much. So adding bodies at that position, adding somebody like Demarcus Robinson, caught a lot of deep balls for the 49ers in training camp, would start to loosen things up, I would think. And Robinson got a lot of snaps in the summer. They wanted to use him up or use him as much as possible because they knew that a suspension was coming. So he got a lot of work with both Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. I think the 49ers feel good about that connection. I don't think that he can come back until Thursday's practice. Hmm. So that's sort of the question with him having been off the last 3 weeks. And remember, he couldn't practice or do anything during the suspension. So how quickly can he pick up? Are the 49ers going to be cautious about having him go, you know, play 40 snaps after he's been off for 3 weeks? I know that they would love, and he would love, to be on the field in full go for the Week 5 game coming up on Thursday against the Los Angeles Rams, his former team. So that may be more of the game where he gets implemented.
Matt, I'm going to leave this as open-ended as possible because I'm sure your answer could go multiple directions, but why aren't the 49ers running the ball better?
Two-shell. That's Kyle Shanahan's answer. And
okay.
Of course, I had to look it up, what two-shell means. They're playing a lot of teams that play cover two, which is two deep safeties. And I don't think it's quite the safeties that are making things difficult. It's the five guys that are playing the underneath coverage. And I just think that's harder to run against and sometimes harder to run against than eight-man boxes, which is counterintuitive, but it's something that the 49ers offense is designed for. Back in 2023, when Christian McCaffrey had well over 1,000 yards and was the offensive player of the year, he saw more eight-man boxes than any other tailback in the NFL and still did really well. So it's something that the 49ers – run against well and maybe throw against well, and maybe that's the point, that they can kind of take those deep shots and that makes the defense more hesitant. I'm not sure, but that was Kyle Shanahan's explanation. They just had trouble running against teams that play two deep coverages.
So, like, how do they get them out of that coverage? In other words, what is it they need to do offensively down the field to keep teams defensively more honest?
Heal Brandon Ayuk's knee injury.
Uh-huh. Okay. George Kittle, so, hamstring.
There you go. I just think making things a little bit more dynamic in the passing game could free things up in the run game. That was my thought, is that, you know, if I'm a defense, I'm probably going to scheme against Christian McCaffrey more than I am against Sky Moore and Kendrick Bourne. And that may be a theme early in the season. It'll be interesting to see whether that changes as the year goes on. I mean, I pointed out today that if Christian McCaffrey continued at his current pace, he would go well over 1,000 yards in receiving, and he'd be just under the 1,000-yard mark in rushing. He's already had one 1,000 season in his career. Having a second one, I think, would be a feather in his cap and probably a Hall of Fame type of situation. But, that requires him to be healthy for 17 games, too. But I'm just saying that it is very different than what he was doing back in 2023.
Yeah, 997 is where I computed it, Matt. He's on pace for rushing the football. I was trying to educate young Lucas on the history of football and the fact that only three people have ever done the 1,000-1,000. So I'm fascinated to see if he can get it going on the ground, because as you mentioned, the receptions have been there. And the other guy, the main threat, Ricky Pearsall. What have you seen through three games as far as defenses trying to stop him? Because it hasn't seemed like they've been very successful.
Yeah, he's doing what he did in training camp, and that was sort of the big question. He looked really good in training camp, had a good chemistry going with Brock Purdy, for sure. And the question was, okay, is he just doing this because, the 49ers know the offense knows the 49ers defense, and they sort of know what to do on these plays. How is he going to do against other cornerbacks? Are they going to be physical with him? Are they going to knock him off of his routes? And, the answer has been no. They haven't been able to do that. And what struck me about Ricky Pearsall is that every ball that's been catchable, even in the vicinity of him, has been caught. I mean, he's caught some gritty passes over the middle, taking them right off the ground in traffic. That to me is impressive, and that just builds confidence with the quarterback. I mean, it's something that Brandon Ayuk does really well. Even the interception ball that Mac Jones threw, bad pass. You know, Shanahan even said he would have hoped that Pearsall would have, you know, tried to break that up or gotten a hand on it. But it just also shows you the confidence that the quarterback has that the receiver is going to be open in that situation. And then of course the confidence he had throwing a next gen stat said that this ball on fourth and two traveled more than 45 yards altogether. But that was the fourth and two kind of rainbow go ball to Ricky Pearsall, which he hauled in, which ended up being one of the biggest plays of the game.
No doubt. Matt Barrows, The Athletic, with us. Hey, Matt, real quick, are you guys getting any intel on George Kittle's recovery? Are they thinking that he'll be back for the Tampa Bay game?
I have not seen him out there. I think he's still, weeks with the plural away. Usually, the last kind of step is you see the guy out there doing sprints, doing really kind of rigorous workouts, and he could be doing those at a point when reporters aren't out there, but we haven't seen that. So basically I have no information on that, but nothing has been apparent that tells me that it's in the offing.
And then one of Deion's sons, Shiloh Sanders, in for a workout today, right? You think he ends up on the practice squad?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they don't seem to have any issues at defensive back right now, although it was a little curious to me that they worked out at least three safeties. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. As I mentioned earlier, William Bradley King was one of those guys who worked out today, the defensive end, and he's the guy that they plan to sign to the practice squad. So I think it's just a kind of let's kick the tires on this guy. Let's get him into our database, and if we do run into issues, he could be somebody we add down the line.
Matt, great stuff as always. Thank you so much for hopping in.
All right, anytime, guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Matt Barrows, The Athletic. He does not guarantee that Brock Purdy will start, but he thinks
feels
so.
Pretty good about
yeah,
it. Yeah,
so.
He's not reporting it, but if asked, and he was, he thinks he'll start. We feel the same way.
So do I, yeah. I'm also not reporting it. Right. I don't think you are either.
I don't think that you possibly could report it, and the interesting one will be tomorrow at practice. How is he doing? Is he limited? Does he take snaps with the ones?
You're going to
find out pretty early tomorrow based on what Brock is going to do at practice.
Yeah, I think that's the look. The tell last week was that Brock was out there, but he was lining up with the threes. And also there was that very firm yes from Kyle Shanahan when Jennifer Lee Chan asked him, could he be the emergency three? He's like, yes, he absolutely could. That was a little bit of a tell, as it turned out early on, that they weren't necessarily planning to play him. Maybe this week will be different. And Matt asked a very good question of, is like, even if Brock is dinged up, is the other quarterback even more dinged up?
Right.
Mac Jones had to dive to hand the ball off at the end of the game last week.
He was limping all over the place. He had to go to a Dibber-style knee brace for the majority of the second half. He had his jersey almost ripped off, and I was surprised that they don't have backup jerseys. Like, he had to play with a ripped jersey the whole game.
Yeah, put a jersey on, as Warren Sapp once said.
Did he just, like, run into the team store and get a Mac Jones?
I don't know if they're selling Mac Jones in the in the team store. But anyway, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Half hour away, Grandy's Grades. A little bit over an hour away, John Feliciano. Coming up next, two things, two pieces of sound you really want to hear. First of all, go back to before the year started. Kyle Shanahan essentially predicted the way this season was going to start and was hopeful it wouldn't lead to blemishes. We'll let you hear that again. Might sound a little different this time around. And, oh, we have to play this because it's paying homage to something that's very famous in sports that, as of this morning, like, we'll never hear it again. At least not for now, maybe never again. So we got to play this for you. That's coming up next. It's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.